This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
We need you now. One generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
How stimulus payments are spent. For Marketplace, I'm Nova Safo, in for David Brancaccio. First, the Labor Department releases its monthly jobs report later this week. Analysts expect fewer jobs created in June compared to May. But it seems almost futile to talk forecasts since the labor market has surprised so often during this pandemic recovery. Joining me is Julia Coronado, founder and president of Macro Policy Perspectives. And Julia, the forecast rounds out to about 240,000 jobs added in June. And I hate to do this to you, but what's your prediction?
Well, we're not far off. We're at 250,000, which is, by the way, a very strong number, even though it's slower than it's been.
And why do you think we're starting to slow or are potentially going to slow down?
Well, we are seeing growth slow. We're seeing consumer spending growth slow and overall GDP growth slow, which means that it makes sense that employers need fewer workers. That's the underlying rationale for the expectation for slower job gains.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens later this week. The Fed is, of course, paying attention to the jobs data, mostly because of another number, wages. Wage increases can fuel inflation. Pay raises are moderating, sort of. Do you expect to see more of that moderation in June? And how might that affect the Fed's decision on interest rates later this month?
So we do expect some continued moderation in wage growth. As you know, we have seen some of that, and we expect to see more. There is signs of better balance between labor demand and labor supply. More workers are coming back to work. That's taking some of the heat out of wage growth. I think the Fed will still move forward with a rate hike, but I think they're very close to being at the peak rate. So one more rate hike and then probably a pause in our view.
All right. Julia Coronado, founder and president of Macro Policy Perspectives. Thank you as always.
My pleasure.
Student loan borrowers will start making monthly payments again in October after the pandemic era repayment pause expires. Millions of Americans were hoping for debt cancellation, but the Supreme Court blocked the Biden administration program. As Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, many borrowers are about to feel an economic pinch.
The program would have forgiven up to $10,000 in student debt for people making up to $125,000 a year. The average borrower owes nearly $30,000, and Mark Hamrick at Bankrate says the majority of them
have deferred major life decisions with their personal finances, from saving for emergencies, saving for retirement, buying a car, buying a home, getting married, and having children.
$10,000 of loan forgiveness would have completely erased the debt of about 20 million people, many of whom started an associate's or bachelor's degree but never finished, says Catherine Meyer at the Brookings Institution.
Think about people who owe less than $10,000. That can sound like a small amount of debt, but the fact that they haven't paid that off is almost an indication that they're in a financially precarious position.
I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
We need you now. One generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
A number of states have issued economic stimulus checks this year. It turns out they don't necessarily lead to consumers spending more. The Federal Reserve Bank of New York says many use the money to pay off debt, especially if they have a lot of it. Ali Budner reports.
Sabrina Calazans graduated from college in 2019 with a ton of student debt, but she didn't find a job until almost 2 years later, well into the COVID-19 pandemic.
So it was a really tough period for me.
Her federal student loan payments were paused during the pandemic, but Calazans also had private loans to contend with. So those government stimulus checks she got really came in handy.
For my private student loans, my interest rate was about 12 and 13%. So I really wanted to tackle that as much as I could.
She says she also used some of the money to pay off credit card debt. And that's not uncommon, especially for people who owe lots of money at high interest rates. That's according to Gisem Kosar, a research economist at the New York Federal Reserve.
On average, we see that people who are indebted spend around like 40% of their stimulus checks to repay their debt.
This comes from a recent study that Kosar and her colleagues published using COVID stimulus payment data. Now, a lot of people did buy stuff for their homes with those checks, too, and that got a lot of attention because of all the supply chain snags it caused. But it turns out, Kosar says, paying down debt has an effect on the future economy.
Paying down your debt actually increases your future consumption, and that gives you a higher lifetime satisfaction.
Now, that said, Scott Baker, professor of finance at Northwestern University, says the COVID stimulus payments may be unique. Whereas earlier stimulus checks from 2008 and 2001 were intended to stimulate growth by encouraging spending, Baker says COVID-era payments landed in a different economy and were meant to keep people afloat.
If you expect people to go out and spend frivolously on, you know, travel or eating out at fancy restaurants, well, they couldn't really do those things even if they wanted to during COVID.
With fewer spending options, Baker says it makes sense people would have used stimulus money to catch up on things like student loan payments or credit card debt. And what about this current round of stimulus checks that some states have been doling out this year? Baker points out they come at a time when rent forgiveness and the pause on federal student loan payments are ending. Baker does expect to see some extra spending, but
households will likely be paying down some debt as well.
Especially with interest rates as high as they are now. I'm Ali Budner for Marketplace.
5 years ago, Tyson began labeling its chicken products, no antibiotics ever. While that didn't last, the meat producer is bringing back antibiotics. It says its chicken will now contain, quote, no antibiotics important to human medicine. Doesn't exactly roll off the tongue. I'm Nova Safo with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.